Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. I'm your host Jasmine and welcome to this week's conversation. As you can tell by the title, I'm talking about micro habits that have improved my mindset, my mood, and my lifestyle. And I am so excited to get into today's conversation because after struggling all of 2025 with consistency, showing up for myself, it feels so good to finally be in a good place. Mentally, physically, spiritually, I have just been in this season of pouring so into myself and I feel the best that I have felt all year. Lately, I have been making so many shifts and changes in my life, from micro habits to new routines, and also making some really big lifestyle changes. And all of these changes that I've been making have been helping me to feel like my best self and have genuinely improved my life. So I'm so excited to share them with you guys today. But with that being said, a lot of these changes that I've been making, these new routines that I've been implementing, have not been easy, okay? Let's get that very clear. There have been plenty of moments when I didn't want to show up for a workout or I didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. But what's really helped me stay consistent in showing up for myself and implementing these changes in my life is the mindset of choosing your hard. So I'm sure you've heard of this quote before, but it basically goes, marriage is hard, divorce is hard, choose your hard. Obesity is hard, being fit is hard, choose your hard. Being in debt is hard, being financially disciplined is hard, choose your hard. Starting a business is hard, working a 9-to-5 is hard. Choose your hard. Life will never be easy, but you can choose your hard. And so as I've been in this season of pouring back into myself, making these big lifestyle changes, creating these new routines in my life, implementing these micro habits, I have been keeping this mindset in mind of choosing my hard. And all of the habits, routines, and lifestyle changes I've made are based on my current goals in life and where I am in my journey. Just keep in mind, you do not have to follow them exactly. Take what inspires you, leave what doesn't. I hope today's conversation can be the little motivation boost you need to pour back into yourself if that's something that you've been struggling with, or if you're feeling bored with your routines, or you're feeling like you need to do something different in order to get different results. This episode is for you. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. October 10th is World Mental Health Day, and this year we're saying thank you to therapists. BetterHelp therapists have helped over 5 million people worldwide on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, and behind every one is a therapist who showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. I have so much gratitude for my very first therapist I ever had. She was the one to help me cultivate the self-awareness I have today, and because of her support, I was able to start this journey of healing and growing. I truly believe the right therapist can change your life for the better, and BetterHelp has over 12 years experience in matching people to the right therapist. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you through a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and preferences. And if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time at no additional cost. This World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating therapists who've helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey today. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sundaypod. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sundaypod. Okay, time to get into our Sunday sip of the week, where I share my high and low from the previous week. So my low from this week, and this is something that I joke about all the time, but I'm low-key being kind of serious, but I feel like at least once a week I contemplate my entire life, what I'm doing, and just literally every aspect of my life. And this week I definitely had one of those weeks. I also blame it on my luteal phase. I feel like it hits harder when I am in my luteal phase, but when I have these moments where I'm just contemplating everything, I have to remind myself not overthink my entire life. But I did have a moment the other day where I was just contemplating everything, overthinking literally everything. But after a quick little journaling session, I calmed down, realized I was just in my luteal phase, and it was just one of those moments. But that was definitely a low for me this past week. And my high from this past week is definitely feeling grateful that my problems are my problems. And what I mean by that is I feel like sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in what's going on in our lives and our problems, our issues, that we tend to lose perspective and lose sight of the bigger picture. And I don't mean this in a toxic, positive way. You know, there's always someone who's going through something harder than you, more challenging, you know, who's in a more difficult season. And I don't mean it to come across in that way, but sometimes we do really just have to put things into perspective and realize that whatever our problems are not that bad or not that serious. And again, I don't mean this in a toxic, positive way. I just mean, at least for myself, sometimes I can get so caught up in my own world and what's going on in my life that my problems seem like such a big deal and like the end of the world. But if I take a step back, I realize, okay, my problems might be completely valid. My feelings are valid, but in the grand scheme of things, I am grateful that my problems are what they are, and I'm not dealing with other things in life that someone else might be going through. And that's not to invalidate my own problems or my own feelings at all. And I'm not, you know, telling myself, oh, just get over it because it's not that bad or it's not that serious. I'm definitely not doing that. I'm still giving myself grace and allowing myself to feel whatever it is that I'm feeling. But at the same time, I'm like, girl, let's be grateful that our problems are what they are right now and it's not something else. At the end of the day, it could be a million times worse, and I'm grateful right now that they are not. Okay, anyways, let's get into the micro habits that have improved my mindset, my mood, and my lifestyle as of recently. I pretty much just brain dumped a bunch of things that came to mind, so these aren't in any particular order. But the first thing that I've changed in my life as of recently, which has probably had the biggest impact in my mindset and my mood, is switching my birth control. And I talk more about this in my most recent YouTube vlog, but for some context and a little backstory, for the last 4 years of my life, I have been dealing with hormonal acne as well as poor mental health on and off. And it all started when I moved from California to Arizona. So long story short, I finally figured out what the root cause behind my hormonal acne and my mental health issues have been. And it has nothing to do with my lifestyle, my diet, my habits, because if I'm completely honest, I am the healthiest I've ever been in terms of lifestyle, diets, my daily habits. Like, I'm quite literally the healthiest, best, quote unquote, best version of myself in that sense. Yet this has been the worst my skin and my mental health have been. So it had nothing to do with that. But the reason why I've been struggling with my hormonal acne and my mental health has been due to my birth control. My birth control has been the culprit this entire time. Everything just makes sense now. I have stopped taking that birth control. I have switched to something else. And in that short amount of time of stopping that birth control, I have seen a huge difference in my mindset, and my skin has also calmed down a lot since getting off of it. I know it takes a few months for your hormones to kind of regulate and all that, but I have felt such an improvement since switching my birth control. And one thing I mentioned in my latest vlog where I talk about this is for the last 4 years, I have felt like there has been this dark cloud just hanging over me. And no matter what I did, that dark cloud was just constantly there. And ever since I stopped my previous birth control, that cloud is gone. So I don't know who needs to hear this. For anyone else who may be dealing with something similar, whether it's your skin, your mental health, your mood, let this be your sign to get your hormones tested and see if there's an imbalance going on, if there's a medication that you're on that might be causing these side effects. I don't know why I didn't clock it sooner, but now that I have the answer to why I was dealing with what I was dealing with, everything just makes so much sense. The second micro habit that has greatly impacted my lifestyle is following an anti-inflammatory diet. So again, I don't know if I've mentioned this on my podcast actually, but I've talked so much about this on my YouTube channel. I have slowly been incorporating an anti-inflammatory diet for the last several weeks, few months, and I slowly started incorporating it into my life. And right now I'm following the 80-20 rule. So 80% of my diet is anti-inflammatory and 20% I still allow myself to indulge in certain things that, you know, may be considered inflammatory, like coffee or, you know, things like that. Although I have been making changes. So when it comes to coffee, I have been limiting my caffeine intake to 2 to 3 times a week, and I will only have coffee after a full, well-balanced meal. So that has been a huge change. And another change that I've been making alongside this anti-inflammatory diet is cooking almost all of my meals at home at least 5 times a week. So mostly Monday through Friday, I have been cooking all of my meals at home because I just find that it is so much easier to follow an anti-inflammatory diet when I am cooking my meals because I know every ingredient that is going into my meals. And I think it's just a little bit more challenging to find restaurants that are anti-inflammatory friendly. And I'm not going to get like too into it because it's a lot of information. Just a little update on how it's been since incorporating more of an anti-inflammatory diet into my life. I genuinely feel so good. It was really challenging in the beginning to get used to some of these changes, but now that I've implemented these changes, it's so much easier to follow. But physically, I feel great. I don't feel bloated when I eat. I feel energized. And honestly, when I do indulge in like my coffee or eating out, it's so much more enjoyable. But overall, it's been great following this diet. And I say that in quotations because honestly, I don't see this as a diet. I see this more as a lifestyle change. Again, I still am allowing myself to indulge in things that wouldn't be considered anti-inflammatory diet. But for me, with everything that I do in life, it's about balance. My third micro habit has been following a simple morning routine. And I've talked about this before, how what helps me stay consistent with pouring into myself every single morning is keeping my morning routine super simple. The more complicated my morning routine is, the more steps there are in my morning routine, the more likely I am to not do it because it's just overwhelming to start my day with a 10-step morning routine. So since simplifying my morning routine and sticking to the basics of what makes me feel good, I have been so consistent with my morning routine, and it feels so good to start your day pouring into yourself before, you know, getting into work or thinking about my to-do list. The fourth micro habit that has improved, I would say more so my mood, is refusing to look how I feel. And I've talked about this as well, but even on days when I may be having a rot day or maybe I'm not feeling the best, I will still do the basic bare minimum, doing my skincare, putting on a lounge set that's super comfy, and making sure I'm drinking my water. Those are the little things that I will do when I'm already having a rot day or I'm already not feeling my best. If I look how I feel, that makes things 10 times worse. If I look in the mirror and my hair is disheveled, I'm wearing a dirty t-shirt, I instantly feel worse about myself. So if I can help it, I will at least do the basic bare minimum of just trying to put myself together again, brushing my hair, doing a little bit of skincare, and just putting on a matching lounge set. To me, that makes the biggest difference in my mood. And I don't even, you know, have to be productive that day. I don't have to do anything. I could lay in bed that whole day. But if I do those simple things, it makes all the difference in the world. My fifth micro habit that has definitely improved, I would say, my lifestyle is investing in beauty treatments. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. I'm sure it is. But now that I am 30, I have been obsessed with investing in myself. Of course, I invest in myself in many ways, whether it's investing in my mental health, investing in my wellness journey. But another way that I love to invest in myself is investing in beauty treatments. So having monthly facials, investing in the right skincare, investing in having my nails done all the time, you know, whatever forms of investing in myself I choose to do, it feels so good to invest in myself and to feel and look like my absolute best. At least that's the goal. As much as I love doing the inner work, the journaling, the therapy, the deep talks, and you know, all that, that is the starting point and that is so important. But I have found over the years that investing in my outer appearance is just as important for me, at least. I think what helps me to feel like my optimal best self is when I'm pouring into myself internally, but I'm also investing in myself externally. So I have been on it when it comes to my beauty treatments, my beauty investments. My next micro habit that has improved my mindset and my mood, which is not a new habit at all, but I have to share it again, it is my daily walks. Literally, if there's any habit that has improved my life, it's going on a walk every single day. I don't care if it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour plus. I need that morning walk for my mental health, as a mood booster. There's just something so therapeutic about a walk early in the morning when the air is fresh and crisp and it's just me and my thoughts. Lately, I've been loving going on my morning walks without listening to a podcast or music or a video. It's my time to just be with myself, check in with myself and my thoughts, and think and brainstorm. And it's just a good old time. So I love, love, love my daily walks. Another micro habit that has improved my life has been creating daily itineraries, even on regular normal days. So I don't know about you guys, but one of my favorite parts about going on a trip or a vacation or planning an event is making the actual itinerary and making the themes and just romanticizing the act of like going on a vacation. Don't get me wrong, I love actually going on vacation, but the planning aspect of it is just as fun for me. So I have been incorporating creating daily itineraries even on regular, normal, mundane days, whether it's a normal Monday. It's just another way that I love to romanticize my life, and it makes them even the most mundane, ordinary days feel like something to look forward to. So I highly recommend creating a little itinerary, whether it's for like your Monday morning or your Sunday reset, or if you're spending a Saturday night in, like creating a little itinerary to set the mood, set the vibe, and really romanticize what it is that you're doing. Okay, my next micro habit that has truly improved my life, and again, this is not a new one, but it is worth mentioning again, and it is journaling, specifically journaling as therapy. If you are a longtime listener, you know that I am an advocate for journaling. I love journaling when I'm sad. I love journaling when I'm happy, when I'm angry, when I'm lonely, for any reason, anytime, anywhere. I have a journal on me, and I have used journaling as a form of therapy for many, many years. I quite literally have books and books and books and books of old journals. And there's also something so therapeutic about looking back at your old journals from years ago or even just months ago and seeing how much you've changed, or rereading the things that you were stressing about at the time that now are like, why were you even stressed about that in the first place? It almost feels like a time capsule for me to relive those moments or those seasons in my life. And when I'm reading my old journal entries, it feels like I'm going back in time, and I just really enjoy rereading my old journals. But Journaling has been one of those consistent habits that I do pretty much every day, sometimes multiple times a day. I have found through journaling, I've been able to process emotions, feelings. I've been able to understand situations more clearly, and it gives me space to take a step back in a situation or in my life and self-reflect and check in with myself. And I love journaling so much. My next micro habit that has definitely improved my life is making sure that I go to bed with a clean home. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, worse than waking up to a dirty, disorganized, chaotic home. And I get it, everyone's different, everyone has different circumstances, and I totally get that. But for me, in my home, we are not going to bed until my space is spotless. Like, I'm sorry, I will not be going to bed with dirty dishes in the sink or things laying around on the counter. Waking up to a fresh, clean space is just the perfect way to set the tone for the day. I am more likely to be productive, to be in a better mood, to want to get things done, to get my day started. And honestly, it takes what, maybe like 10, 15 minutes at the end of every evening to just quickly tidy up. And kind of piggybacking off of my last micro habit, my next micro habit is preparing the night before. So this is one that I don't do all the time, but when I do it, it makes all the difference. So preparing my workout clothes the night before, having my supplements ready, pretty much everything that I need in the morning during my morning routine, just having that ready to go makes the next day so much easier. Again, like with having a clean home, I'm just more likely to be in a better mood, be productive, feeling ready to get my day started when I have everything ready to go. So my next micro habit is setting clear priorities from high, medium to low in order to help me stay focused. And this one is really important for me because as someone who can get very overwhelmed by all the things that I have going on, like for example, this week is a very overwhelming week for me because I have a lot that I have to get done and there's a lot happening. And I leave out of town next week for 2 weeks. So there's just like a lot going on. So in moments like this, it's really important for me to have clear priorities from high, medium to low. That way I am focused, of course, on what's most important and I'm not overwhelming myself with things that are not that important or can be moved back a week or two. And again, piggybacking from my last micro habit, my next micro habit is being intentional with my time and energy and saying no to either what isn't of high importance to me or what doesn't truly matter or align for myself. And this has been a big game changer for me because I often have a lot of things coming at me at once, whether it's like invites from people or opportunities in my inbox or, you know, different things coming to me that it can be very overwhelming. And there have been times when I have said yes to everything and I have found myself overextending myself or being in spaces that I didn't care to actually be in or doing things that were not that important to me. So now I am so much more intentional with my time and energy. I am one to say no to a lot of things. I have no problem saying no to an invite, no problem saying no to an opportunity. I love saying no because when I say no to things that I don't really care about or that don't align with me fully, it leaves space for me to say yes to the things that I do care about. Okay, I just have a few more micro habits, but my next one is doing digital detoxes from time to time. And I cannot emphasize doing a digital detox enough, especially for your mental health. If you find that you are scrolling way too much, or maybe social media is affecting your mental health in a way that doesn't feel good, do a digital detox, please. Especially for me as a creator, it's really hard to disconnect from social media because my job is tied directly to social media. So I do have to have stronger boundaries. But I'm currently taking a digital detox from Instagram because I don't know what has been going on over on Instagram, but I have found that every time I go, I found myself almost a little bit anxious. And I started to realize that every time I would go on Instagram, I would leave feeling not good. And it's not because of anything that I'm following or any type of content that I'm seeing. It just, something about Instagram lately just doesn't feel good for me or hasn't felt good for me. And so I decided it was time to take a break from Instagram specifically. But I just have to say, ever since deleting Instagram off my phone, it has felt so peaceful over here. I joked that Instagram may never see me again. It has just felt so nice not dealing with whatever Instagram was making me feel. And I do think, you know, other factors were playing a role at the time. Like, there were certain things that I was going through in that moment, and Instagram was not helping me. So I took it upon myself to remove one of the things that was not helping me, but I definitely will be back on Instagram. It's one of my favorite platforms when I don't feel icky about it. I love posting on my stories and I love watching other people's stories as well, but I just had to remove myself for a little bit because it just wasn't feeling good. And I think that's important, you know, from time to time to take breaks from not even just social media platforms, but from anything that doesn't feel good. It doesn't mean that you have to remove it from your life forever or completely, but just removing it for the time being and then going back when you feel better, when you're in a better mental state. So that's what I've been doing and it's helped so much. I honestly don't know how long I will be off Instagram. I did not put too much thought into it. I just woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna delete Instagram because it does not feel good right now. I deleted it. I had no expectations of how long I wanted to be off of it. Right now, I feel okay not being on it, but I know eventually I may feel the urge to download it again. But right now, I am loving not being on there. My next micro habit that has truly improved my life is having systems to help keep my life organized. Now, this might be the type A in me coming out. I love having certain routines, certain systems in place that really help me to keep my life organized and running smoothly. Now, do I always follow these systems? Do I always stay on routine? Absolutely not. But it does help to have something in place to help me get my life together, especially after a season of being off track or if I'm coming home from traveling or whatever the case might be. I know exactly what I need to do to get my life together, to get organized, like my Sunday resets, having my weekly routines, my checklists going. I'm not saying that I'm perfect at this or that I do it every single day, every single week, every single month. But when I do need that little, okay, time to get my life together again, there are certain routines and systems that I have set in place that I know will help me do just that. And my next micro habit that has truly, truly improved my mood and my lifestyle is going on more solo dates. And I'm not just talking about, you know, spending a solo evening at home doing skincare and watching your favorite show on your couch, although I do very much love those type of solo dates. I mean actually forcing myself out of my apartment, doing things alone in public, which, mind you, I love doing things by myself. I have no issue like doing things by myself, but I have been pushing myself outside of my comfort zone to do certain things by myself that I'm not used to, whether it's like going to dinner alone on a Saturday night or going to an event alone or doing an activity alone. That has been so fun, but also such a boost to my mood and my confidence when I do step outside of my comfort zone and I do something that's a little bit scary or uncomfortable. Like, that's an instant mood booster. And then you realize that whatever fears or worries you have, it's like not that serious. And it's just so much fun spending time with yourself. I don't know about you, but I genuinely love spending time with myself. I love doing things alone. I love being in my own company. Like, I truly, truly enjoy my own energy. And I think that is one of my biggest flexes, if I'm honest. But I have been loving going on more solo dates and stepping outside of my comfort zone when it comes to my solo dates. And I personally think whether you are single, in a relationship, married, it's so important to still carve out time with yourself. And on the flip side of that, my next micro habit that has truly changed my life is surrounding myself with people who actually make me feel good and who I genuinely enjoy being around. I am no longer maintaining friendships or relationships with people just because I've known them for X amount of years, or because I have loyalty to them, or because I love them. That, to me, that is not enough. If I don't feel good around you, if I don't feel safe around you, if I feel like I have to shrink myself in order to have you in my life, that is not a relationship or a friendship that I personally want to maintain. I only want to surround myself with people who I feel I can be my truest, authentic self. I can be me. And I feel fully supported in who I am and in my journey, and vice versa, of course. I also want to be that person for others, but choosing to surround myself with people who I actually like, who make me feel good, has significantly improved my life. And that leads me to my last micro habit that I want to touch on today, and that's knowing when it's time to leave, walk away, or remove yourself. I truly believe this is an underrated skill set to have. It's one thing to recognize when you've outgrown a friendship or when a job is no longer making you happy, but it's another thing to do something about it. It is so much harder to get up and walk away and remove yourself for many reasons, but being able to recognize that and actually do it will significantly improve your life. And as someone who has spent most of 2025 walking away from so many things, removing so many things from my life, this year has quite literally felt like the year of clearing house and removing so many things from my life, even people and things that I did not want to let go of, but it hurt me too much to hold on to. And now, being on the other side of that, I truly feel so much better in my mindset, in my mood, in my life. It has improved my life so much because I'm no longer carrying that burden of knowing, oh, this job isn't working for me anymore, or this friendship no longer feels good, or I don't feel good in this space anymore. That burden felt so heavy and impacted my life in so many ways. But once I was able to fully walk away and remove myself, the clarity, the freedom, the just breath of fresh air that I felt is truly worth it. And even though it was really hard in the moment, now that I'm on the other side, I can genuinely say that it is worth it, especially knowing that now I've made space for more aligned things to enter my life. Anyways, you guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope this gave you some inspo for how you can show up for yourself, even if it's in small ways. But before we end off today's episode, of course, I have to share the journal prompt for the week. And your journal prompt this week is, what are three small habits I could start this week that would improve my mindset, my mood, or my lifestyle? That is it for today's conversation. My DoorDash just arrived, so I gotta go. But if you love this episode, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. Share this episode with a friend who you think might need today's conversation. And as always, I will see you Sunday.